This is Maxing Out Podcast 3, Fear and the Cruising Sailor.
Let's extol the virtues of our own Captain Dave.
Listen up, it's Captain Dave. He knows a thing or two. He's walked the plank and swabbed the deck and kissed a kangaroo. It's Captain Dave. Don't call him Captain Crunch. So hoist away your scary legs. He's treating us to lunch. Oh, listen up, it's Captain Dave. Hey, he sailed across the waves. Hey, he's balding but he's brave. Hey, he likes to play croquet. Hey, he's got a dossier. Hey, he eats at Chick-fil-A. Hey, maxingout.com.
What?
Hello, mates. This is Captain Dave, and today we're going to talk about Fear and the Cruising Sailor. In the darkest hours of World War II, Winston Churchill told the world that they had nothing to fear except fear itself. Today, things are different. A new culture of fear runs rampant in Western democracies, and politicians who should be telling people to not be afraid are using fear to manipulate and control the masses. Something is wrong with this picture, and I'll explain why. I'll use sharks as an illustration. I have a healthy respect for sharks when they're in feeding frenzy, and if someone is spearfishing, I get out of the water, but I'm not afraid. I'm simply using my God-given common sense. I know that it's not difficult to stay out of harm's way when I make a visit to Sharkland. Certain types of behavior on my part may create aggressive behavior on a shark's part. Nevertheless, I shouldn't blame sharks for their aggressive behavior, and instead I should stop doing things that make them become aggressive. It would be stupid for me to do things that create aggression and then expect sharks to remain docile and disinterested. The reason I'm not afraid of sharks is because I don't do things that place me at risk for attacks by them. I lived outside the USA for a quarter of a century, and 16 of those years were in the Middle East. During all of those years, I wasn't afraid. There wasn't any reason to be afraid because I didn't engage in behavior that placed me at risk. Innumerable times, fearful people have told me how dangerous it was to live in the Middle East, how perilous it was to sail through the Malacca Straits, and how sharks wanted to take me out to dinner. They are right. Half-truths and quarter-truths are the currency of fearful minds. The Middle East is dangerous in specific, small, restricted areas, and the same is true in Miami and New York. I wouldn't go into a 7-Eleven convenience store after 10 o'clock at night anywhere in the USA. I know of people who have died in convenience stores at night. The last time I checked, more than 30,000 people were killed with guns in America in a single year. Homegrown violence in America is appalling. Do you remember Columbine? So what's more dangerous, living in the Middle East or in Middle America? The answer is that both are dangerous if you engage in behaviors that put you at risk. Even with the handgun carnage that happens every day in America, I'm not afraid to live there because I know how to stay out of harm's way. I sailed up the Red Sea for 2 months and had an enjoyable trip, and I would like to do it again. The Red Sea has wonderful diving, and good people live in all the countries around the shores of the Red Sea. Everywhere I go in the world, 98% of the people are good, honest citizens, and there is nothing to fear from them. I've traveled extensively in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Sudan, Eritrea, Oman, the Emirates, and Israel, and I've always been treated with respect. Without exception, the only time I've been treated rudely was in large cities by city folks who are in a hurry and who are rude to everyone, not just me. Every place I visit on planet Earth is extremely dangerous when I do things that put me in harm's way. At the same time, every place is extremely safe, and there is nothing to fear when I turn on my brain and use it. That's why God gave me a brain and programmed it with common sense. When I turn on my brain, I can go almost anywhere I want without fear springing up in my heart. I am not immune to fear, and I am not a brave person, but at the same time, I don't let fear rule my life. I sailed around the world for 11 years on my yacht and traveled where many people fear to go. I discovered that Winston Churchill was right. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. In spite of sharks and their rows of fearful teeth, life is still good on board Exit Only. Excuse me, mates, I've got to go now. I need to jump in the water and go swim with the sharks.
Check out www.maxingout.com for travel journals, awesome photos, and previews from our Red Sea Cruising DVD.